Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I am Mick.
I am Mac.
And we are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. And it is actually beautiful out today, as opposed to the lies from the past four or five shows, where it's been completely clouded over and gross. But it's actually beautiful today.
And they were calling for a bunch of rain all day. In fact, I looked at the Weather Network app or whatever, and it said rain will start at 8-something a.m. And I was like, start? And I'm like, it looks like it's already raining. How much worse can it get? And it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
And it's probably good that I'm in a good mood because my week has been interesting.
Interesting, to say the least.
Right? So I was at work on Sunday, and part of my job involves me removing invasive species from parks in the Lower Mainland, working with volunteers, stuff like that. And so different invasive species include things like blackberry and ivy and holly.
So not like squirrels or anything.
So not like squirrels. No, we're not going out trying to get rabbits and shooting them and dragging them out of parks. We're talking about plants.
Plants.
And a good distinction. And it was at the very end of the shift, and we were just cleaning up some stuff, and I was dragging this big branch of holly, and one of the small branches hanging off of it got stuck on something and sprung loose, hit me in the eye, and with the holly leaf hitting me right in the eyeball, slicing it.
I don't mean to laugh, because it was quite painful at the time, I'm sure.
It was quite painful, and in fact, I'd love to just go into a solid 6 or 7 minutes of how I felt through music. Can we do that?
Let's do it. This is the I mixtape.
I mixtape. And we're going to start off with Tearing Out My Eyes. Gonna tear out my eyes. It made me find some peace of mind inside. My mask of sanity is slipping away. And I don't know if I can last much longer. My mask of sanity is broken away. And I don't wanna last much longer. One day I'm gonna rip my eyes out of my head. And never gaze upon your twisted world again. Tear out my eyes. Oh God, help me. Cause I don't wanna see. Oh God, save me! Cause I will never save. My mask of sanity is broken away. My mask of sanity is broken away. My mask of sanity is broken away. And I don't wanna last much longer.
Well, that set of songs just poked my eye out. We, Pixies, Debaser, and we had Girl Tears with Your Eyes, some new stuff there. Metz with Eyes Peeled, and the ridiculous opener, Blood for Blood, Tear Out My Eyes,
right?
Out from Outlaw Anthems.
Blood for Blood is such an interesting band. I used to listen to them a lot, and they're part of that whole early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, straight edge hardcore movement that, like Earth Crisis, Blood for Blood. There was a couple other ones that I can't think of off the top of my head,
yeah.
Where all the songs were militantly about how awful the rest of the world is, and they can't handle it because people are drinking and doing drugs, essentially, and messing up their lives with these awful, awful
these awful fun substances.
Awful fun substances. And so the song isn't necessarily about, you know, but it was the closest thing I could find to how I felt.
Yeah.
Aside from all the parts where it's just like, you know.
I felt the pain. I think I and all of the listener, all of our loyal listeners, right? Felt the pain for sure. But the eye is doing much better.
Oh, the eye is all healed.
Yeah.
It's all well and good. It was interesting. We went to the emergency room immediately. Well, in fact, your amazing girlfriend,
yes,
came and picked me up.
Much
thanks to Jen. I needed the help of someone familiar and also, you know, accessible with wheels or whatever, just to kind of help me out, because I was, you know, an event leader at this thing, kind of the one in charge, and this thing has happened to me, and I needed something comfortable and familiar.
Yeah.
and so she came and helped me out, brought me to the emergency room, and then my boyfriend met me at the emergency room, and we got to hang out there for about 4 hours. But the funny part was it was a dead emergency room for a Sunday. So there was nobody around except for four people sitting in the emergency room. And it turned out that all four of us all had an eye issue, and they only have one eye examination room in the ER. So we all had to wait for each other to be done before we would. So out comes the nurse, like, I'm really sorry. I know that people are like walking in the door and literally into a doctor's office and getting dealt with right away. And you guys are sitting here waiting for a long time, and I wish that I could make your life easier, but I can't.
I wish I could heal your eyes.
And we're all clinging to our eyes and wincing in pain. And so
we've only got the one guy.
Right. But it turns out going in and the whole process of the eye healing, I can talk a bit more about the things that happened while we were in there. But I learned from the doctor that there is an outer layer on the outside of the cornea, which was scratched. But that outer layer regenerates itself every about 24 hours or so. So
cool.
DNA is amazing. DNA is amazing, and bodies and cells do awesome things. And to kind of piggyback on what else is amazing is that this wonderful Good Friday holiday is also a Kendrick Lamar album release day.
Mm-hmm.
And
that must be where everybody is today. There's nobody in the school today.
Right? There's no one in the school today at all. It was the end of an exam week, too. So I think everyone's like,
Peaced out.
Yeah. Going away for the long weekend. So in lieu of the Kendrick Lamar album drop, and the fact that the album, I've already listened to it twice, is amazing, as expected, we're going to listen to the second track off of this new album, In Before It's Hot, DNA, Kendrick Lamar.
Check.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power.
and pain and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the f*** you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why
DNA.
I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the mecca, emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix. Dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the filler. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Beaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather goes. Only Lord knows, I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's Brock, wearing sandals. Yoga on a Monday, stretching to the Venom. Watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes. Phone never own, I don't conversate, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, sinners on the way. Kennis on the way, motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't sh** without a buddy on your belt. You ain't sh** without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light escape. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
Brand new Kendrick Lamar, DNA, from the album Damn.
You didn't say it right. Damn!
Damn! We are going to take a quick little break listening to mixtapes with Mick and Mac, the I tape.
I.
In celebration, not celebration really, but in inspiration from Drew's horrible eye injury, which has since healed, so, you know, everything's cool now. But for a while, it wasn't cool.
I'm never cool.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Boo!
Timber Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM, along with Discorder Magazine, present Brooklyn-based chamber folk band Sam Furman.
Hey, honey, are you giving up? Mm-hmm.
Playing at the Biltmore Cabaret Thursday, April 20th, with guest Low Roar.
Mama blessed me with confidence.
Tickets are available now at timberconcerts.com.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
Oh,
Brian Eno, Needle in the Camel's Eye, from the awesome Here Come the Warm Jets.
Here come the warm jets! It's really, I think it works better when you say it triumphantly like that.
And have a lot of, like, echo.
Right? Echo!
Yeah.
Brian Eno, I think, would approve of a lot of echo and reverb. Yeah. And
Loves echo.
He wants both distance and noise.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. You are listening to the IIAI mixtape on CITR 101.9, Mixtapes with Mick and Mac.
It is important to note, too, that III is also spelled I as in the letter I.
Letter I.
Then I as in the eyeball. And then I-A-Y-E as in I-I-I or I.
My original title for the tape was My Eyeball.
My Eyeball. Where'd it go?
Yeah.
Which is just as good. And I'm realizing, you know, we probably should have, if we only had the time to listen to a 7-minute long song by these guys, we probably should have played The Residents today.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're essentially human eyeballs.
Yeah, yeah. They love dressing up like eyeballs.
Right? At any rate, so for those of you just joining in as well, the reason why this is the III mixtape is I had my eyeball near punctured out earlier in the week, and now it's back fully healed. Mm-hmm. But the whole process of going and get your eyeball checked out when it's sliced up is quite interesting. So first, they, you know, force you to kind of hold your eyeball open and look at a wall, you know, like you do for an eye exam, looking at letters on a wall at different sizes, but you can't see anything because your eyeball is filled with, like, liquid.
Goo.
And goo, and it's weeping, and there's a slice through the middle of it.
Various mascara.
Various mascara oozing from it.
Yeah.
And then they come over with like an eyedropper that numbs your whole eyeball. Like eyeball, not like the things around the eye, like the eyeball.
Yeah.
So then your eyeball, so then I can hold it open and it doesn't get all teary because it doesn't hurt. So it's weird to then be looking through it but still like see the slice going through the middle of the eye. That was weird.
Oh.
And then they proceed to drop orange liquid into my eyeball that then like makes its way, seeps into the crevice of the slice, and then they look at it under an ultraviolet light and they can tell where the slice is, how big it is, how deep it is, and lucky Eric got a chance to see it as well. So it was quite an interesting experience.
I wouldn't have been able to handle that because, like, if there's anything that squicks me out, it's like eyeball stuff.
And this is the way that I feel as well. Like, since it happened on Sunday, thinking back to it, I get instantly squeamish and kind of want to throw up. But when it was happening, you're just kind of running on pure adrenaline because you're just like, my eyeball.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't have felt too squeamish about it because you posted that gif of the eyeball slicing from Unshine Andalou.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It essentially felt like that, too. It was right in the middle of the eye.
Yeah.
And I just got an update, live update, text message.
Real
from,
live, folks,
from,
as it happens.
From the lovely Jen Skillin, your girlfriend, letting us know that the orange stuff going into the eyeball is called fluorescein sodium.
Cool. Thanks,
right?
Jen.
And Eric referred to the eyeballs as dune eyes because they kind of glowed, you know, blue, I guess. I don't know what color they glowed. At any rate, let's go into some more fun songs.
Let's do
it. So instead of keeping them open, let's close our eyes. So this is the Slackers, Close My Eyes on CITR.
Booyah.
When I said that ain't my style, I only waited for a while. And it was gone. So feel free, go steal and rob. A revolution ain't my job. And if I sing your happy song, please don't tell me I'm wrong. Close my eyes and I'm I like your smile. I only saw it for a while. I know you swore it would stay long. I closed my eyes and it was gone. Closed my eyes and I.
All the moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. Yes, I do. I don't know, honey, if we're in a garden. And I don't know if we're on a crowded avenue. So am I. Maybe millions of people stroll by, but they all disappear from our view. And I only
Kevin Morby, I Only Have Eyes for You, from the Man in High Castle soundtrack, which is new out today. And then we had the Buttertones with I Ran Away, Grave Digging, and we opened up with the Slackers with Close My Eyes.
The I kind of love playing songs as well, like you know, a song like the Buttertone song, I Ran Away, because then I just replace the letter I with the word I, like eyeball, and then I'm picturing eyeballs running away. And I kind of, and then I laughed even more when right afterwards it was I Only Have Eyes for You, because then I thought of eyeballs only having eyes for you, and that just, it was extra weird and
super weird.
And it made my heart happy. And then, and for those that don't know, that cover of I Only Have Eyes for You by Kevin Morby is actually off it's called Resistance Radio, the Man in High Castle soundtrack. And for those of you who don't know what the Man in High Castle is, it is a TV show about what the world would be like if World War II was won by Nazi Germany. And so it's kind of, the whole soundtrack is songs from the Great American Songbook, but sort of redone by contemporary artists. And it's awesome. It's really, really good.
Cool.
So I recommend checking it out.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, we will take a little quick break here, and we'll come back to the I tape on Mixtapes with Mick and Mac, CITR 101.9. Stay tuned.
I.
Saturday, April 15th, a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is taking place in the Grand Lux Hall of the Western Front, located at 303 East 8th Ave. Tickets are available at Zulu Records, Neptune Records, and both Red Cat Record locations. There will be raffle prizes from Anita Sikma, Nimbus School of Recording, Live Nation, John Fluvog, Tea Leather and Wood, The Juice Truck, Pizzeria Barbarella, CITR, and many more. Doors are at 6, show is at 6:30.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Can see yourself in evolution. The history of our creation. So dark sides, smiling, scary.
Wyoke, Dog's Eyes from the classic Civilian. Classic in my eyes, anyway.
It was a classic album. I think it's... I haven't listened to that album in a long time, so I'm sort of processing.
You should listen to it. It's awesome.
Thanks for the recommendation.
It's hypnosis, because that's how hypnosis works through eyes.
It does work through the contact. Eyes. And so... Matt's staring at me longingly right now. I don't know how to feel.
I don't know how else to stare.
The one of the best parts about this week as well is Matt came over to visit on Monday evening, but not just Matt. On Monday evenings, we do our drag race nights where we have a bunch of friends over and we watch RuPaul's Drag Race. And in the essence of glamming ourselves up, we... Matt's girlfriend came over, or Matt's girlfriend had the brilliant idea of eye patch party. Mm-hmm. So brought over eye patches for everybody and decorations, and everybody got to bedazzle all of their eye patches. And it looked amazing, was amazing. There's pictures up on the social media. Mm-hmm. So for those six of you listening, you probably have already seen them.
I went a minimalist route with my eye patch. I just put one googly eye on there and just put my glasses over it.
I went a little Elton John and feathered mine up a little bit.
It was great. It was great. It was such a good party.
It was a really fun party. Yeah. And then we got to eat a whole bunch of pizza.
Mm-hmm. Let's play some more eyeball music.
I think we can play a lot of eyeball music. We're about to listen to something called Crocodile Tears. So there's no I in the title, but I mean, the title pretty much says it all.
Tears.
And it's by a Canadian pop artist called Ralph. She's excellent. And the stuff sort of reminds me of listening to like Fleetwood Mac mixed with like Haim, mixed with just good timey times.
Awesome. Let's play it.
Crocodile Tears on CITR.
Crocodile tears, heady up, heady up.
Lydia Ainsworth with I Can Feel It. Before that, we had a little tiny Thundercat song called I Am Crazy. And we kicked things off with Ralph with Crocodile Tears.
What I love about the title of that Lydia Ainsworth song, I Can Feel It, if you replace the I again with eyeball I, it's sort of how I felt on Sunday.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
So you've been listening to the I mixtape on CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I'm Matt MacArthur.
I am Drew McDonald.
And I don't know if the real world will be playing after us, because nobody is in the studio right now. Nobody's really even in the building.
I don't know if anyone's even on campus.
Yeah, except for us. So we might be the only people here on this campus. But in case they are up, the real world is up next. If not, just a whole bunch of awesome music and promos and ads and stuff.
So I hope all of you have an awesome long weekend, whatever it is you're celebrating, or just taking the time to relax, or maybe going traveling a little bit, mm-hmm. whatever it is you might be doing. I'm certainly excited about having a long weekend.
I'm working.
I'm sorry.
I'm working at night for my long weekend. Whatevs. Whatevs.
It's like salt in the wound, isn't it?
Whatever. We would totally hear about it if we didn't play this last song, so here we go. Soundgarden, Searching with My Good Eye Closed, from Bad Motor Finger. On Mixtapes with Mick and Mac.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye. The devil says...